This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into our special organized team activity edition of Sports Talk. We got to watch the black and gold practice today. Been talking all things NFL to help us do that. Joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Jason, man, thanks for joining us again. How you doing today?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. All good, man. Thanks.
Well, Jason, when you look at the NFC South and obviously, it's not the NFC North. I can remember at one time, the NFC South, by top to bottom, was pretty damn good. I remember the NFC East was the NFC least.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the NFC South is the NFC doubt. Except, you know, it'd be interesting to see what the Falcons are going to do. But look at Tampa Bay right now. They're going for five straight division titles. And looking at the Saints right now, you know, we got spoiled with Drew Brees and Sean Payton. But we at the bottom right now. We hanging out with Carolina, and then you know, can Atlanta maybe overtake Tampa Bay? Well, what's your view with the Saints right now and the whole NFC South and everything?
I'm with you, brother. I've kind of that's how I'm sizing it up. I mean, it's Tampa's to lose, and I think it would take probably a rash of injuries at key positions to leave that door open. And if they do leave it open a little bit, then I think Atlanta's probably the team that pushes them. And I think Carolina and New Orleans are in a different stage of rebuilding than maybe Atlanta is, and I would peg them a notch below. I would give the lean to Carolina because their quarterback in the second half of last year looked like he could play in the league a little bit, and so I'm going to have to take that over a relative unknown. I'm going to have to take year two in the system. Well, I'll be honest, I thought in the middle of last year that, like, could David Tepper fire a guy again in 1 year or less than a year? Like, that's how bad it looked when they benched Bryce Young.
Right.
And then, the thing starts falling apart with the backup, and it's like, okay, if they go back to this kid and it's worse than before, like, is that going to be a total reboot again? Are they going to be tanking to get another quarterback with another coach again? Like, that's really how bad I thought it could be. And I don't think much of them as an organization, but Canales showed me something, and Bryce Young showed me something, and they've got issues defensively, and they've got work to do on their roster, and I'm not crowning them in any way, shape, or form,
right,
but I think they're the third best team, and to your point, a not very good division, and I think the Saints just have more questions than anybody right now, and the Saints, I don't have to tell you guys, I mean, they waited forever to kind of start rearranging the ledgers, right? The ins and outs and who's staying and who's going and that kicking the can on salary cap restructure after salary cap and all that. Like, it was going to catch up to them, and they finally decided this is the year when it starts catching up to us. And got news for you, that's not a 3 or 4 month process. That's going to bleed into next year. I think they got catching up to do.
You know, Jason, when I look at people who want to be entertained, and I look at the Saints right now. We got Spall with Drew Brees and Sean Payton and the stability that they brought to the table. And then I said, well, we have to be patient. And where we're at, look, Vegas has the Saints, 5.5, the over and under, yeah, as far as wins. And I'm like, I don't know, I'll be 65 in August. I'm like, I don't know, bring Aaron Rodgers on board. I want to be entertained. And it's like, here's Aaron Rodgers. Will he play? Will he be retired? Is he going to the Steelers, whatever? But I can tell you right now, the Saints would not be under the radar from a national perspective if all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers would show up in the Big Easy in New Orleans. You know, he's a world traveler. New Orleans, international city. If he come to New Orleans and do a little bit, we make him, put him in the Bacchus Parade, maybe make him the Grand Marshal, the King, whatever. So I look at that. And whether, I don't know, if Aaron Rodgers would be the quarterback, I'd want it to be like, I don't know, is it a train wreck or something maybe special happening? And then from a national perspective, everyone would be in New Orleans because we're definitely under the radar right now. I don't know if that's even realistic. But right now, we're in uncharted territories because we were spoiled with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. This is something with Hassler like pre-Katrina.
Well, I think you need to be there, though. And I think winning three more games with Aaron Rodgers and getting to 7 or 8 and picking, 8 or 10 spots lower and, like, still being pretty irrelevant when he rides off into the sunset.
Right.
I don't think that juice is worth the squeeze for 3 months. I mean, really, we're talking like, he don't want to do anything in the summer. He didn't want to do anything in the summer with the Jets when they were paying him, legitimate money. So, I mean, we're not even really talking training camp and certainly not preseason games. It doesn't matter if it's a new team or not. So, we're talking September, October. Let's face it, that season's probably going to be more likely over than not in December. And then do you play the kids anyway? So, we're talking 3 months, and then,
the thing is, Jason, he's also 5 years older than the head coach. I mean, I think they don't want to do that to Kellen Moore.
And you're going to have to pay him more than Pittsburgh because at least Pittsburgh, look, say whatever you want about them. And I think they've had a ridiculous offseason. But they're in every year in week 6, 17, and week 18, they're playing with the playoffs on the line. And, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. And so the extra 2 or 3 wins that he adds over Mason Rudolph probably does give, maybe get them in the playoffs. I just don't, and he's trying to add to his career and he's trying to compile. And I just don't think going to a team that, as it stands right now, has, for me, a 4-win roster. I just don't see that. And getting clobbered, I don't know. I don't think that's really where he's at. And bringing him in this late and having to change all your messaging to these kids, and now it's different. I don't know, man. And having to genuflect to him in the locker room, and I think they've set it up a certain way for a reason, and they're willing to take their medicine. And they've got to take their medicine if you want this process to play out, at the other end of it 2 years from now the way you hope it does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, Jason, what I like? I'm telling you, watch out. And they say, oh, he's an old guy. Like he's 7 years college. Tyler Shuck. And let me tell you, You know what? So, like, oh, he's old. What do you mean he's old? So what if he plays 10 years, then he's 37 years old, 36, 37?
Yeah.
And you know what I like about Tyler Shough? I'm telling you, if you had a kid or a nephew, someone you associated with, and you want to develop, and he's a quarterback, and you want to develop him to be a pro quarterback, there's no better place than under Jeff Brohm. Head coach with the Cardinals. You want to talk about pro-style NFL offense? So I'm telling you, he looks like a pro from the get-go and ready to roll. So I'm optimistic. Now, they're going to let it play out between him and Spencer Rattler. But it's like none of these guys have even won a game. And you try to encourage the fan base. I said, you got to be patient. You might have to weather the storm and then hope for the future to rebuild beyond this season. But you know how society fan base is. And I try to tell them, if the team's not winning, it's not. We got the right head coach. Now, he had never been a head coach. He's the youngest head coach. But it would be more the players than the head coach, because I think Kellen Moore, it could be a younger version of Sean Payton. I truly believe that.
Well, I think that's what Mickey's hoping and praying and thinking and squinting and seeing that. And that's certainly, I mean, again, that would be quite a resume to compile and right. quite a comp to prove true. But, I think you need to let this be made in his image and in his likeness and with his fingerprints all over it. And that's another reason why, I think bringing in 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers would that's a very different voice. Like, this guy's got to be the person who crafts, you hope, the next 10 to 15 years of Saints football and really, like, Saints offensive football, right? I mean, that's really what we're talking about.
Right.
There's the whole element of putting a staff together and having somebody who can run the other side of the ball so sufficiently that you don't have to put out too many fires over there, and you can focus on quarterback development, skill player development, and offensive scheme, evolution and development. And, I mean, look, you never know. This is the people talk about they don't know how to evaluate quarterbacks. Boy, they really don't know how to evaluate coaches. I mean, the hit and miss rate on coaching hires, don't even get me started. So you kind of got to show me something at this job before before I say yay, nay, or whatever. I think the idea is they found a diamond in the rough with this kid in Louisville, and he played a lot of football, and he's been through some stuff, and he's faced physical adversity. And look, there are evaluators who I'm close with who were not very high on him. But no one thought he lacked character, moxie, want to, determination. You know what I mean? All those things that can help you go a level or two higher than what people might say, just based on pure college production or whatever. So, I would be surprised if he doesn't play the bulk of their snaps this year, and it may just be from week one. I don't think they've got much to lose.
Yeah.
And giving him as long of a runway as you can, because there's always another draft class around the corner.
Now, Jason, who's the new version of the Washington Commanders? Are we familiar with Jane Daniels right here at LSU? He truly worked his magic. Is it the Chicago Bears finally? I mean, the quarterback has no excuse now. I don't know. Look at the supporting cast. It seems like, could the Bears be the version of last year's Commanders this year?
I don't know. That's a really big market. They've had a lot of turmoil there. Caleb already kind of picked up a few warts last year, and I think Ben Johnson's going to have his hands full. And it's just a very different thing going from leading the unit to leading half a unit to leading the whole unit. And so, again, I think he's going to have a learning curve. I think he's going to figure out that certain things are different now, and the day is not long enough for him to get to all the things he needs to get to that are above and beyond sort of rebuilding his quarterback's confidence and rebuilding some of his quarterback's fundamentals. And, like, I don't know. Does Green Bay count? I mean, I don't think Green Bay counts, to your point, because 2 years ago they went further than people thought. But, like, the last year they took a step back. But, like, you're telling me a team I think could jump up, three wins more than last year and get back to competing to go to championship games and things like that. Like, I'm really intrigued by Green Bay, and I like that quarterback a lot. I don't think that quarterback was ever healthy last year, and I think that turf in Brazil did him no favors, and he rushed back because all of a sudden Malik Willis was winning games without me, and they just gave me all this money. And he just never quite looked right to me, and I think a normal offseason now And they're kind of a little bit under the radar because people are, you know, looking at, they're talking about Jaden and they're talking about, you know, the Bears are a hot team and everybody's interested and thinks they're going to make a jump up. I don't know. Like, I kind of like what Green Bay has cooking. You know, in the AFC, it's just tough, man. There's so many legitimate quarterbacks and legitimate head coaches. Like, trying to crack, you know, that Andy Reid, you know, John Harbaugh, McDermott, Allen thing, and plus the Chargers with Harbaugh and Herbert. And
right.
I don't know. You know, like, Sean, like, I love what Sean's done in Denver. Like, could the Denver Broncos be the third best team in the AFC or the fourth best team in the AFC and have more of a playoff run than a year ago? That wouldn't shock me.
Jason, always appreciate the time and talking ball, man. Thank you for dropping by today.
Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy OTA. Thank you,
Jason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.